With that, I'd like to answer any joys, concerns, and praises that you might have this morning. I got a text forwarded to me through Tina. Dave and Linda is up in Gainesville, Georgia, and they went up there for a few days with some friends, and they rented a cabin, and Linda was walking her dog, and the dog saw another dog, as I understand the story. Correct me, Tina, if I'm wrong.
The dog just did something and made her fall.
Yeah. And she now got a problem with her both shoulders. One was worse than the other. Just one shoulder? Oh, that's good. Yeah.
She texted and said they were doing an x-ray, and she was waiting for the surgeon to come back, but the surgeon does not think she will need surgery.
That's good. That's good. So I had sent her a text, too, and I just simply said, she sent me a text. She says, I have my phone, but it isn't always working here. And where she is, I've been there before. We've had conferences up there. And I said to her, okay, just hearing from you in person, even through a text, gives me some peace that you're okay and you're in the process of healing. God loves you, so do we, and Dave, and in prayer, we thank God that you have your friend with you. What a friend we have in Jesus. So she's got a physical friend in Jesus. I think that's pretty cool. So with that, any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Mary, the lady that's been visiting with us last few weeks, she's a retired pastor, and she is now renting a place from Mark and Joanne next door here. And she needed to go to Gainesville that's where she was pastoring at, to finish up some business. So keep her in prayer as she travels. What's your name?
Well, things are getting better at work with my new supervisor, and Kim settling in as our bureau chief. So things are starting to get better. It's going to take a little bit of time for us to get caught up with them. So we're still in a little bit of a backlog right now, but everything's going well. I was in Jacksonville last weekend in preparation for my trip to West Virginia. So I'll be leaving Wednesday.
Okay.
So for the next 2 weekends, I will not be here.
Are you going up there for the football game next weekend?
No.
West Virginia's playing.
I'll be watching it on TV.
There you go.
But I couldn't take my normal 2 weeks, so I will be traveling. And I will be back on the 6th, I think the 6th or 7th.
Good. Thank you, Jesus. Keep her safe. Yeah. Keep her safe. Anybody else? Linda. I got Linda on my brain.
New person starting to work. She works with me now, but she's going to move into a new position, so... she's a Christian, and I just pray that if it's the right position for her, it will be smooth. If not, it will be very clear to both of us, and we will go back to what we were doing before.
Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayers.
Just want to remember my older brother and my sister-in-law that's still in rehab.
Yeah. Thank you.
You say travels for all the teams that went over the fans and stuff like that, the fans and the power in the back, and the all they can all see.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody else? Sandra.
Also, my friend that I work with at Highway Safety, Carlina, has been diagnosed with leukemia. I need to get back with her. Her family's in town, and I didn't want to call up. Her family was in town, but she just retired last year.
Mm-hmm.
I have something.
Oh, good.
I have something real quick. The Kendrick brothers, the ones that have come out with all of the Christian movies, they just came out with a new movie, The Forge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in theaters now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, thank you.